producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another week as we kick it off here on America Tonight. A big fat debate for the Democrats, anyway. Hillary Clinton sharpening her approach at the debate. Bernie Sanders getting some serious momentum in his corner. And, of course, Martin O'Malley is just there as the third guy. He's the guy that people say, oh, he's such a nice guy, Martin O'Malley, but he has no possible chance of winning the Democratic nomination. Let's face it. You're going to hear a little bit more on that as we motor along on America Tonight. You know, I always said in the last 2 years that Clinton was the presumptive nominee for the Dems, but could it be true that Bernie Sanders, we know he has momentum, but here's the thing, can somebody that left of left be picked up by the Democratic machine, just like we talk about the Republicans, and who is the more palatable option for the party leaders? It initially was Jeb Bush, certainly not Donald Trump. And in the case of Hillary Clinton, she is the presumptive nominee, but what do you do with Sanders gaining all kinds of attention? And in the polls, really, really popping up. All right, you know how we motor here? Kate Delaney at the helm. It's always choppy waters, right? Every single week. We want to talk a little bit about and mix in whether or not somebody nailed the score. Oh, I had my fingers so crossed for somebody to nail the score. I'm not going to reveal it. I'll do it in our next segment. But it was a pretty wild weekend, needless to say, in the NFL. Some wild games, including a crazy overtime finish between Green Bay and Arizona. Some of you huge cheeseheads out there have already sent me plenty of emails telling me how you think Green Bay got ripped off and how depressing it is that Aaron Rodgers had an amazing Hail Mary. As time was expiring, they go into overtime, and yet the Cardinals still pull it out. But we'll get deeper into that. In the meantime, there are definitely some hot spots being talked about, including this whole kidnapping thing, possible kidnapping, saying that they're looking for several Americans in Iraq. And, you know, you think of Baghdad and, oh, how long we invested in Baghdad, and now it's just a hellish area. The U.S. Embassy is confirming it. Yeah, some Americans have disappeared on Sunday. The State Department says they're doing what they can to try to find them. There's all these reports of kidnappings, however, and how many are involved, and it looks like a couple at least. So the latest word is just that the embassy is cooperating with Iraqi authorities, for whatever that means, to locate the Americans, meaning everyone and anyone. An American police colonel said that three Americans and a translator were kidnapped in southern Baghdad by militiamen wearing military uniforms, not knowing what their work is, so they don't know who it is. Now, the three citizens were Iraqis who had gotten U.S. citizenship. This is a week after security there has folded like a cheap suit in and around Baghdad after months of what seemed like it was calm. Now, ISIS is claiming a whole number of attacks in Baghdad, and more than 50 people were killed in Baghdad last week, and Diyala, another province, including a very high-profile attack on a mall in the capital. So things have not gotten better overall in Baghdad. In fact, they've gotten worse. They've gotten worse. And then in the meantime, 300 people were killed in a massacre in a Syrian city. That's being reported there. It's, boy, when you think about the damage of ISIS and all of this cannibalism that they're doing in the Middle East, because that's a good word for it, and then yet trying to rally others around the world to join the cause, it is just sickening. Just sickening. And seeing the pictures brings it home. Somebody sent me video early, and there's, I'm sure, video all over the internet. They're saying that most of the people killed in the attacks were old people, women, kids. Some of the worst that they've ever carried out. Of course, the beheadings, but that they videotape and taunt and all of that. But just for people on the street, basically, it's the worst that they've seen. The worst. I mean, and how many people have died at the hands of ISIS now at this point? But you look what and where ISIS is, and they control so many areas in Syria. And they're continuing to try to cut a swath through that country. And some of these areas that are held, that used to be held by the Syrian government, I mean, now have flipped over between suicide bombing and others, ISIS maneuvers. So, you know, it's been under siege, some of the areas in the eastern part of Syria for over a year. And you've got 200,000 people that are living with hardly any food or medicine and just horrible, horrible conditions. But what's going to change? What's going to change in Syria? What's going to change there? Who could really wipe them out? Instead, there's airdrops from Russia, which at least they get that, humanitarian aid. But that's it. They're not getting anything else. They're getting killed in the streets. And then there's all this conversation about, really, there's more rabble-rousing about the ISIS group than anything else. Ugh, give me a break. What is the reality here? The reality is that they're not making a big deal over ISIS while they're beheading, still beheading people and beheading Christians. And boy, if you're an American over there and you're a journalist, just ask James Foley's family, which, by the way, there's a documentary coming out about that. Can't wait to see that. We'll talk about that and talk with people on the air. As you know, we had one of his friends from college on the show to talk about Foley and what he was like. And it was an incredible tragedy what happened to him, where he was just literally pulled from a car and then that was it. Game over, game changer. And in the meantime, on a positive note, three Americans freed by Iran land in Germany. That's some good news, right? For a swap in Germany. We'll talk about that and some others coming and going, big ones from over the weekend. Plus, did anybody nail the score? We'll tell you next on America Tonight.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplained, unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Including myself, I mean, really, most people in the public had no idea that David Bowie was riddled with liver cancer, and then the news last week that he had died from cancer at the age of 69, married happily to a mom, his model wife, that a 15-year-old daughter, he had a son from another marriage that he was very, very close to, and loss is hard for anyone, and Bowie apparently... especially not in his drug-induced days, although he produced some incredible music, but more even in really his later years, had done so much humanitarian type of work. He was really good about just embracing causes that he thought were important and lending a hand however he could. You know, when you're a person who... And he was a successful business person, even much more than musician. His music lives on, and his music we can all name Bowie because he stretches across the decades. A lot of the songs are songs that you recognize that were played over and over and over again, and that's why they went through the decades. But he was also a successful business person, and I don't know that a lot of people necessarily know that or knew that about David Bowie. So it's really sad to hear. And again, it's terrible to see that affects so many of us and hits our lives. And now this is just somebody who's well known. But it's kind of like music that's been with you forever. And there's something about, and maybe this is me, but there's something about music that you heard and music that you remember and music that's weaved in and out the tapestry of your life that takes you back to certain places. And certainly David Bowie would be in that category for me, no doubt about it. All right, somebody who is probably happy to hear any music is now this pastor who has been freed, thank goodness. This was part of the Iran deal, as I mentioned, this prisoner swap, because if you remember, this was even brought up in the debate, the last Republican debate, but the three Americans that were part of the deal included Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian and Marine veteran Amir Hekmati and Christian pastor Saeed Avedini, who came to Germany. And they're going to meet their families apparently pretty soon. That's the word from John Kerry's office from state, that the three came in on a flight and were scheduled to go the usual deal, the medical checkups. And they made a stop in Switzerland so that they could post a photo so everybody knew that it was when Rezaian was standing on a tarmac outside the plane there. So you can only imagine what that's like. If for him, it's been 18 months of being in prison in Iran. 18 months. Can you imagine what that's like? And then there was a fourth prisoner, too, who decided not to leave Iran. And that's their determination. They can do what they want. But how about that? And the White House earlier had said that student Matthew Trevichuk also was released, but not as part of the prisoner swap, and had left Iran, and then they didn't have any other details. So the bottom line is the five had been held in separate cases, some going back to 2011. I think the most high profile of them was the Washington Post reporter. And the Washington Post executive editor and foreign editor were there in Germany to meet with him. They said they were happy to be there. And it's, wow. I mean, it's just got to be crazy when all of a sudden they get ripped from where they are. And now what the deal is, because you got to be saying to yourself, oh, okay, so now suddenly they're out of Iran. We saw recently what happened with our sailors and their release and what's been going on with Iran in general. Now, exchange-wise for the American prisoners, the United States pardoned or commuted the sentences of an Iranian and six dual citizens of the United States and Iran in what the president called a one-time gesture. The men had been involved in exporting products and services to Iran. That was a whole trade sanction violation against the country. They're accused of exporting goods from electronic components and satellites and marine navigation and military equipment to Iran. So that's what the deal was in exchange. But I think the families are just beyond excited that they've been released. And as I said, constantly, especially the Post reporter's name is constantly brought up because there were chances to, for example, in the deal that was cut with Iran, where basically their sanctions are lifted, there were many, many questions as to why wasn't that part of the deal then. At least that's been remedied. At least they are out of prison, out of a horrific situation in a country like Iran. As I say, I can't even imagine what that would be like, some bizarre false imprisonment thing, and you're literally stuck and at the mercy of, is the country going to bail me out? Is there a way something is going to change here that's going to happen that I'll get released. And it seemed like it wasn't going to happen. It just seemed like it was not going to happen for the pastor. And it seemed like it wasn't going to happen for the Washington Post personnel, you know, reporter either. I mean, even the wife of the pastor, of Saeed Abdini, one of the five, you know, said that in this recent statement that the president made, talking about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East, that there needed to be some sort of action, there needed to be some sort of diplomacy, something to happen if you're going to say you're against that and you're against Christians being held. But, and, you know, his wife, the wife of the pastor, recently spoke out about what was going on there, saying that we need to talk about it more. We need to bring more awareness to the issue because the policy of trying not to upset Muslims. She said, I was quiet for 6 months after he was arrested in 2012, but advocacy is speaking out as well. And since there's an attempt to get rid of Christians, we've seen this with ISIS, in the Middle East, it's a genocide. We got to call it what it is. It's scary. You're arrested, you're in prison, and you're afraid of it. It isn't easy to be a Christian in the Middle East. There has to be some sort of action, which, by the way, she was, you know, her husband was there for 3 years. So she did praise Obama for the role he did finally play in securing the release of her husband and the other Americans, but made the statement, too, as well, and was, you know, beyond elated to be reunited with him after such a long period of time. And that feeling that has to be somewhere in the recesses of your mind that, you know, there's maybe a chance they're not coming back. I mean, probably a good chance, wouldn't you think? Based on what you've seen coming out of the Middle East, I think all those wives and family members knew that that was a possibility. That wasn't going to happen. Ugh. And so that's a huge, huge coup, relief, whatever. I mean, I won't even criticize the swap in this case, but I think it should have happened earlier. I think they should have made that move. That should have been part of that deal. If we're cutting a deal with Iran, for goodness sake, and lifting sanctions, that's when it should have happened. But at least it did. At least it did. You might have some thoughts. You can share them with me, 855-266-5283. Oh, yeah. Did anybody nail the score? Promise. That's coming up on the flip side. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Both going after ISIS, but also supporting what Secretary Kerry is doing to try to move on a political, diplomatic course to try to begin to slow down and hopefully end the carnage in Syria, which is the root of so many of the problems that we see in the region.
Yeah, and there was carnage in Syria, so that's Hillary Clinton at the Democratic debate. Yep, there was one of those. There's so much conversation about the Republicans that even among Democrats, there's not, whenever there's a Democratic debate, and maybe it's because Martin O'Malley is kind of the add-on, nice guy, but not somebody that I think most people are considering has any kind of a shot at the Democratic nomination. And then it's really basically just the Hillary and Bernie show. And it got a little, you know, it got a little cantankerous, though, between Bernie and Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton knows, as somebody described to me, he said, she said, as we continue here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that she knows that Sanders is breathing down her neck. And if the Democrats decide they don't want to maneuver, I'll just say, in her favor, because as a fabulous caller said last week, Roosevelt said it himself, that the presidents aren't elected, they're selected. Because let's face it, it does seem that way, doesn't it? It seems that sometimes it's not the popular vote. It's not who people are pulling for, and yet the Electoral College makes it fall a little bit in a different direction, which changes the course of history. I think on a local level, and I think when you're talking about the people who represent you in Congress, different scenario because of the way the voting is. versus in a presidential election. But then there's problems, I know, as well with doing the whole popular vote thing, too. And we won't get into that debate here. We will do a show where we look at all options and possibilities and what could happen. I do say it's power to the people. And the more people, if more people voted, there we would see a difference. I mean, if you had sky-high voter rates, I think things would flip in different directions sometimes. So Syria was part of what was discussed, not a surprise. What's happening in the world, the evil that's out there, more people killed in Syria, people being starved out, what I described at the top of the show. The other third rail, really, especially Democrats talk about this a lot, but the Republicans do too. What's the worry on Wall Street? And Wall Street is being slammed since the beginning of the year. 401ks, the average 401k has lost about $8,000. And imagine if you're getting ready to retire or somewhere even kind of close to that. But that's the craps table. It seems so good. You've built it up. You've got a little bit of a match from the company. You work for somebody who's trying to match it, however, whatever the percent is. And then, you know, this is what happens when you take a nick in the market. Now, if you're further away from retiring, eventually it takes a while, but you make that money up, especially if there's some big gains on the market. But it's tough. Bernie Sanders talked about all the dealings with Goldman Sachs. Check it out.
I find it very strange that a major financial institution that pays $5 billion in fines for breaking the law, not one of their executives is prosecuted, while kids who smoke marijuana get a jail sentence.
All right, I'm going to say that most people listening, really, if you're a Republican, this is what you call yourself, Republican of any variety, Democrat, no label, whatever. I do agree with that. Isn't it ridiculous sometimes the ineptitude of the system and somebody who is busted with a little bit of pot versus, it's true, the hitmen on Wall Street and some of what they've done. Remember the derivative swaps, that whole thing, the housing market. There's a great movie out. When it streams, watch it. It's called The Big Short. It pretty much sums up the whole thing. Michael Lewis wrote a book called The Big Short. You could read that, and that tells you everything you want to know, although maybe you don't want to know. The riding the wave of the banks too big to fail. So when Bernie Sanders says that, yeah, that makes sense. I think most people would agree on that. Now, where Clinton and Sanders in the debate really went after each other was over health care, because Bernie Sanders said it should be single payer, get rid of all the insurance, get it out of there, and Hillary Clinton said rolling it back would be ridiculous, and she talked about people that are 26 years old can still, up to 26, can still be on their parents' policies, all of that would be rubbed out, and so they danced around that one and went after each other on the jugular there. Let's put it that way. I know you've been waiting for this to find out if anyone nailed the score or not. And the nail the score game was the later game. It was the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos certainly made it interesting. It was not easy, and it sets up Tom Brady and Peyton Manning going head-to-head 17 times, and Peyton Manning, it could have been his last hurrah, but it was not. So check out what the final score was. The Broncos beat the Steelers 23-16, and our closest guess was Tom in Maryland said 26-17. 26-17. How about that? But otherwise, I had like 34-21. And Nathan had 21-13. They're grim 19-16 Denver. And there was about 10 people that played this time, 10, 11 people, and nobody even close. Peyton Manning, one more shot, perhaps, at the Super Bowl after beating the Broncos, and boy, that was a close game at the tail end of it, especially the Steelers had some shots and it didn't work out for them. So it's the Broncos and the Pats for the AFC Championship game. Whoever wins that is one half of the Super Bowl. And, of course, I was watching this, you know, besides getting all bunched up about what's going on politically and what's happening business-wise and in this country, I guess kind of my release would be my passion for sports. And it was a big weekend. The biggest, best game to me was the overtime game, were you watching, on Saturday, and that was Arizona beating the Packers, but there was so much drama in that game. I don't even know that I could do it justice in a segment other than to tell you that Aaron Rodgers had an incredible Hail Mary where time was ticking away and that was going to be the end of their season, but his Hail Mary, he scrambled to make it happen too. Sent it into overtime against Arizona in Arizona. Carson Palmer, the quarterback for the Cardinals, was 0-for-2 in playoffs, and it would have been 0-for-3 if they hadn't won. And somehow, once the coin toss was figured out, because check this out, so they even have a camera on the coin toss, they throw the coin up, the referee throws the coin up, and it just doesn't do anything. It doesn't flip. He didn't flip it. It was like a flat toss. It was weird. It's like he was throwing a frisbee straight up in the air. And it landed on the ground. They're all screaming. So then he has a second toss. The Cardinals win it. Larry Fitzgerald, the old man at 32, wide receiver for Arizona, takes it upfield, 75 yards. And then Carson Palmer shovels it to him, a five-yarder in the end zone, and that's it in overtime. So there was heavy drama the last quarter especially, but really throughout the game it was like that. The Cardinals win it 26-20. Ooh, tough loss for Green Bay. I can't even imagine what that plane ride like was back because they were so close. But Aaron Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has won and lost, so he certainly knows what that's like. They were so close, but they didn't do it. On the other side, too, I know we have a lot of fans listening in New England. I get notes all the time from Patriot fans. And, of course, the Patriots beat the Chiefs 27-20. The Chiefs also had a chance to maybe try to come back in the game. Poor clock management, I think, as it just slowly drained off the clock, and they ended up scoring. But nothing was going to happen from that because they didn't leave themselves enough time. But for the Patriots, and really you got to give credit to the Patriots because Gronkowski was there. He was key. He was back from injuries, Rob Gronkowski. And also Julian Edelman was back. He was a big factor. So some of the Brady weapons were there, and you could see the difference. And now this is their fifth straight AFC title game. Fifth straight one. And on the other side of it, the Panthers today beat the Seahawks 31-24. But I got some emails on this as well. It's interesting. I get half politics, half sports, and then a little bit of business or whatever's going on in your backyard. But the Panthers had a 31-zip lead over the Seahawks. So it looked like the Seahawks are toast. It's a boring game. People aren't even watching the game anymore. All of a sudden, in the second half, Panthers can't score or stopped. Russell Wilson for Seattle, the quarterback, three touchdowns, and they came oh so close, even an onside kick that the Panthers recovered in the end. But, wow, a blowout that almost led to the improbable comeback of the Seattle Seahawks. So a big weekend in the NFL, and I mention this because it's a good time to preview. We will do the championship games. You get a shot at both of them when we try to nail the score on Tuesday night, second hour, last segment. You don't have to know anything about sports. You're just guessing teams and telling me what you think the final score will be. I would love for someone to walk away with the computer and nail the score. Coming back, yes or no, Patrick Eggdorf joins us on the show as we go through some of the top stories. Hang with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tail end of this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can flip us an email anytime you want, americatonight.net. Something's on your mind, let me know. Perhaps there's something happening in your area that you want to highlight, and we don't know about it. It could be good, bad, or ugly. I'll tell you what's ugly before we get to, well, you know what, we're going to just go right... In fact, we're going to just go right to Patrick Eggdorf, the technical maestro this time around. Hey, Patrick, you ready for this?
I'm ready, Kay.
All right, how about this? In Flint, Michigan, the water is so toxic that the president had to declare an emergency. True or false?
True.
It is true. In fact, it's very sad. The president on Saturday said we're freeing up $5 million in federal bucks to assist in this public health crisis. A disaster declaration would have made, I guess, larger amounts of federal funding available quickly to help Flint. their drinking water isn't contaminated with lead. Under federal law, only natural disasters like hurricanes, floods, blah, 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 are eligible for disaster declarations. So that's the problem. Bottom line is the Prez authorizes, by doing that, FEMA to coordinate the responses and cover 75% of the cost for the water. So it means filters, filter cartridges, whatever people need. And so they don't have to worry about it so much being capped. But it's really, really bad. I mean, it is bad stuff there. You know, even the Congressman Dan Kildee up there at Flint said, oh, my gosh, quick support. We need it. We need it now because you got kids that are, they got to have water that they can drink. I mean, water. We need water to survive. Let's face it. And there's the future. What's happening with water? Because the situation in Flint, even beyond that, is just access to good water, you know? That's the key. All right, let's move on to another one, Patrick. How about this? Because of the weather, because of this kind of mild winter, some interesting things are happening in all different parts of the country, including the mild winter is keeping the Great Lakes water level at a point where the weather levels are up, but they're doing some weird things. So, you know, initially in some parts there's flooding, in other parts there's not enough. I mean, it's kind of all over the map what's happening in the water situation. The water levels typically decline when winter starts, or at least stay constant or even. Now they're up and down. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true. The warmer temperatures and the lack of snow and ice have led the Great Lakes system overall being only about 6.6% of the ice covered. That was as of this weekend. The same day last year, the lakes were more than one-third, so 34% covered with ice, and that changes conditions. So it's interesting because normally some celebrate that, like the freight haulers and the cargo ships moving iron ore, cement, and other stuff. They have these early stops to the shipping season, late spring starts, and the ice jams and, you know, the snail speed travel in between. But because of the economic situation, the demand for steel is not helping with the party. So that's just kind of a quick side note there as to what's happened with water levels. And it's interesting because for some people, it's like somebody said this to me the other day, you know, there are people that normally wouldn't be walking around in shorts that are walking around in shorts. So for some businesses, I saw this in Florida, it sort of helped them and kept them alive and thriving a little bit longer versus be a little more of a downtime. So, you know, what are you going to do? One man's torment and one man's boon. That's what Mother Nature is. Wicked. Very, very wicked. How about this one? Justin Bieber decided he was going to dye his hair purple. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
It is true. Nearly naked Justin Bieber, that's not a surprise, was showing off his purple hair. You know, he always takes pictures of himself all over the place. And he's back in the gym, and he had a towel wrapped around himself, and he shot a picture where he had purple hair. Kind of like Kelly Osbourne has done the purple hair thing. Katy Perry, I've seen her in the purple hair deal. So now Justin Bieber in the purple hair. It just goes to show you, Patrick, there's no accounting for taste. You can do whatever you want to do, right? This is America.
Yeah, I might.
Whether we like it or not.
I'll come to work with gold hair tomorrow.
Gold hair. The problem with the hair dyeing thing is then you got to worry about what it's doing to your hair, and then you've got to undo whatever it is that you've done. I guess Justin Bieber, who cares? He's not worried about it. But for most people, that would be such a hassle. Okay, let's move on to another one. I have so many, you see, and that's the thing. Let's give you another one. How about this? I got a good one for you. All right, how about this? A spin-off Team Ninja Warrior has been ordered, and apparently it's about to explode on the television scene. So if you like Ninja Warrior, there is now yet another one, but it has to do with teams instead of individuals, because it was a wildly popular television show where people competed and went through crazy obstacle courses. It wasn't enough for us to watch just one person. We would rather watch teams. True or false?
I'd like to see that, so I'm going to say true.
Yay! Good job. Let's get a GCN team together, see what that would be like. I have no idea who'd even be on the team. So, American Ninja Warrior, it usually shows the solo people. Near Impossible Obstacle Course, now the spinoff, which comes up already on Tuesday, has teams doing it together. Head to head in a two-lane obstacle course. And that is just wild. You know, the Team Ninja Warrior, following on the heels of the seventh season of the regular Ninja Warrior, man, it was up 22% to 7.2 million viewers. And that's, that's huge. And they had their first ever winner, too. They had a winner, and usually, you know, so it's different. And the team concept, I think, is just such a great idea. I do. I agree with Patrick. I think it's a great idea. It's much more interesting, right? Would you rather be on a team doing the obstacle course, or would you rather be solo? I'd rather have a teammate. Then, of course, if the teammate lets you down, yeah, you know how that is. That's not good.
I think I'd rather be watching the teams play instead.
Yeah, I'd rather be watching it somewhere comfortable than actually being on there. No, you'd have to be in great shape. I mean, you would, because it's hard. Even if you're in great shape, it's hard. It's tough to do that. All right, how about this? SpaceX, the big rocket, Elon Musk, he is all about the rockets in space, tips over during a barge landing. True or false?
I hope that's false.
Unfortunately, it's true. It just fell over on a floating barge. There was some video. I saw some video of it. It was an attempt by SpaceX, of course, to land a booster on a barge. After it failed Sunday, a leg collapsed, causing it to tip over. So the Falcon 9 rocket had taken off from Vandenberg Air Force Base. It was fine in flight. The touchdown speed was good, but the rocket couldn't remain upright without the locked leg. So, a mistake. They'll correct it next time around. I'm certain of it. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.